Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another exciting episode of Hot Topic Tuesday.
Right, y'all, it's Hot Topic Tuesday. It is September 20th, 2022. Good morning to you, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar. I see you there.
Good morning, everybody. It's Hot Topic Tuesday. It's a wet Tuesday. I'm grateful for it. But good morning to you.
Yep, I heard it's raining out there. I heard it was raining cats and dogs for a minute.
Thunder and lightning, too.
Wow. Well, it looks very overcast today. It doesn't say that we're going to rain, but we have been getting some drizzles here and there here in L.A. Good morning to you, Queen Rich Sister.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another Hot Topic Tuesday. Hope you all had a great weekend.
Yes. And how are you feeling, by the way?
I'm feeling all right. Today I go to do my COVID test. So.
Yeah. Okay, good.
All right. Yeah. I'm feeling all right.
Yeah. Did you have any, like, symptoms or anything? Like, you know, minor or... Did you have, like, any fever or cough or body aches?
Well, it seemed like I was, at first, was trying to get a little achy, but I was able to ward that off. It's just been the just coughs here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I've been okay.
Good.
Amen.
Yeah. That's good. All right. Good morning to you, Queen Zoila.
Good morning, Queen Laker Girl, and good morning, Queens and Kings out there. What is it today? The 20th already?
Yeah,
so September.
No,
oh my God.
We're just celebrating September 4th or 2nd Labor Day or whatever the shit was.
I know. And it's a short month, only 30 days, so wow. Yeah, this is crazy, but good morning, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topic Tuesday with the Queen.
Right, it's Hot Topic Tuesdays, and as you guys know, we always start our mornings off with some music to get into the groove, and then we'll get into our Hot Topics around 7. Let me post this on. This morning, we're going to do, you know, and I want all the Queens to do it. You guys could send me who... you want, but I'm like choosing, I choose the impressions to this week and then today and then tomorrow, then Thursday I want to play another group from where the city, the music I grew up on, where I've grown up, Chicago. We have some great groups and singers that came out of Chi-Town. And I always like it just when I hear this type of music, it reminds me of home. So, I'm going to start off, with the impressions. They are straight out of Chi-Town. And, let's see. So, we can do you guys as too. Yeah, Earth, Wind, and Fire is from Chi-Town, but I'm doing the impressions today. But yeah, Earth, Wind, and Fire too are out of Chi-Town. So what I would like to do is all the queens, we'll do a whole week dedicated to your city, artists that came out of your city. Like, you'll choose one group for Tuesday, one group for Thursday, and then various artist groups for Friday. So let's do this. Let's get into the impressions. And if you don't know who the impressions are, let me give you a little background on who they are. The quintessential Chicago soul group, Impressions. Well, you know what? I'll do this later after the music. All right, let's get into the impressions. Go. All right, here we go. Okay. That is on the list. We are going to start off. Stay bright. Y'all had it up earlier. Let's start with this one first.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around the campfire light.
Is this the one I want? No, that's not what I want. I want this one.
So proud of you.
Baby, how's my love child?
Fine.
Tell me, of all your dreams, what most do you hope to be when you become a big girl?
Daddy, I would like to be Miss Black America.
No one can deny.
morning, Facebook Live. Good morning. Welcome to Queens in the Morning. I'm your host, Stephanie Beard, a.k.a. Laker Girl, and I'm here with my sisters, the Queens, Queen Real Delia, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar, Queen Rich Sister, and, of course, Queen Zoila are all in the building this morning. It's Hot Topic Tuesdays. Good morning, Anthony Lawyer. Welcome, welcome. We just completed our three-play group, which was the Impressions, and the reason why I included Curtis Mayfield because he was part of the Impressions. So a little about the Impressions, if you don't know, the quintessential Chicago soul group, because the theme for this week is artist groups from Chicago that I grew up on, and we're going to do all the Queens, of course. The Impressions' place in R&B history would be secure if they'd done nothing but launch the careers of soul legends such as Jerry Butler and Curtis Mayfield. But far more than that, the Impressions recorded some of the most distinctive vocal group R&B of the 60s under Mayfield's guidance. Their style was marked by airy, feather-like harmonies and Mayfield's influential sparse guitar work. If their sound was sweet and lit, lilting, it remained richly soulful thanks to the group's firm grounding in gospel tradition. Furthermore, Mayfield's interest in the civil rights movement led to some of the first socially conscious R&B songs ever recorded. So, yes, that's what I remember. That's what I remember growing up in Chi-Town. All right, y'all, Thursday, I'm going to play the Staple Singers. I love that group, one of my favorite groups. And all right, let's get into our Queen segment, as we always do on Hot Topic Tuesday. We always start off with Queen Rich Sister Bible Nuggets.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Queens in the Morning. So appreciate you. Giving you today's daily promise from Blue Letter Bible for today, September the 20th, and it comes from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. And this is the reflection. We cannot do anything without the Lord. He is the vine, and just as the branches receive their life-giving nutrients through the vine, so we as Christians receive the things we need for life from Christ. When a branch is apart from its source of life, it is dead. And so it is with us. Until we are grafted onto that eternal and life-giving vine of Christ, we abide in Christ by our faith in him and the salvation he offers. By this faith, even we shall bear fruit. That is all for today. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Rich Sister, for the Bible Nuggets. We appreciate it. Good morning, Lee. Good to see you. All right, we're going to keep it going, of course, with Georgia Brown Sugar Footprints.
Good morning, everyone. My topic today is going to be on critical race theory and why it is so important. And then I'm going to tie it to the Woman King and the controversy behind it. I'm going to start with the Woman Queen. The Ogoji tribe, which is, they were out of West Africa, more so looked like in the Western Africa, Nigeria region. They were a mighty warrior group of all females, And the reason why it was all females is that the men were getting annihilated and they didn't have enough people to defend their kingdom. So they came up with a women's group who turned out to be very fierce. And the controversy behind it is because that western portion of Africa was very big in the slave trade. And what they would do is capture the troops from their opponents, and they'd sell them off to the slave traders. And there's a big controversy of it because I was really surprised that Gina Prince Bythewood came up with this topic without having a big history thing behind it. You know, we're honoring them, yes, and we're, you know, showing how powerful they were. And by the way, they were called a doji because they were, which meant sort of like Amazon, because they were, you know, tall women,
mm-hmm.
and they were fierce. I'm surprised because it should have been something that a lot of us didn't know. We knew that there were trades of that our own people sold off our own people, not knowing, but they began to know, yet they still did it. They're thinking, I'm getting rid of my enemies, but you're selling your own people, whether they're your, you know, from your own continent that look like us. And we glorified it by saying, you know, hey, the woman king. Yes, they were good. Yes, they were powerful. But the reason I'm tying critical race theory in, it's not just for them. It's for us because we don't know our history. We don't know it by calling their names, by, you know, knowing what exactly they, what we did. And we just don't know. It's not just for white folk, it's for us too. Because the true history is, then you begin to make these fantasies or come up with something that's not true. Or they steal our history and claim it as their own. So what I'm saying today is learn your history. You don't need them to come up with the title of critical race history. I call it just teach the truth. Teach it to your kids, teach it to yourself, and then make sure that it goes down through the generations, because there's been enough generational history lost because we've been taught false history all of our lives. That's my footprint for the day. Let's see the movie. And then look up the history and why there is so much controversy from the black race with regard to it. That's my footprint of the day.
Thank you, Gab, for your footprints. Yes, I definitely have to go see it. Was planning to go see it this weekend. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to get there. But, yeah, I'm very interested in seeing it. And, of course, yeah, I heard the controversy about the tribe being part of the slave trade and all of those things. So I'm very interested in finding out more about it. We're going to keep it going, of course, with Real Delia. Get real with Delia.
Good morning, everybody. And today I think I'm probably not going to be as long as I sometimes am. But today, September 20th, is National Voter Registration Day. So...
Oh.
What you need to do, if you're not registered to vote, you need to register today in order to be able to vote in the midterm elections, which are coming up in November. And I know that there are some people who choose not to vote until it's the presidential election, or there's somebody that they're excited about. Like, obviously, we was excited about Barack Obama, and some people were excited to vote to get rid of the former occupant of the White House. I don't even like to say his name. But the midterm elections are just as important. Right now, if we want to change the balance of power and make it easier for Biden to get some things accomplished, then we need to vote for the Democratic representatives for Senate. And also, there's propositions on the ballot that are very important. Studying, find out who these people are, find out what they represent, and vote. We see the trouble that was caused from the prior occupant of the White House. We see what kind of things he did. As soon as he got in office, he set about to overturn and turn back the hands of time from everything that President Obama had accomplished. Even in his first year, he even was getting rid of some of the national parks and things like that. Like, who makes that part of their agenda to decommission national parks just because the prior president had made these national parks? So vote. If you're not registered, today's the day to register in order to be able to vote in the upcoming November midterm elections. And this has been Get Real with Delia.
All right. Thank you for that, Real Delia. Thank you for that. All right. And Stephanie's sports segment today, we're going to start with boxing because there was a fight this weekend. Canelo and Travis? Was that the fight? I didn't get to see it. Canelo Alvarez was celebrating the victory over Gennady Golovkin. Okay, so that's who he fought. GGG. They call them GGG, I believe. So let me look that up. I wasn't going to talk about it, but I guess I am now. Here it is.
I thought you were talking about Tory Lanez fight.
Uh-oh.
Tory Lanez. Not kidding. What's his name? He got in a fight with
August
the guy
Alcina.
Who had the entanglement with Jada. What's his name?
August Alcina.
Yes. Yes. You need to Google that one.
Well, let me just talk about this damn fight because I didn't see it. But it's the Canelo versus GGG. And the official GGG 3 official scorecard reveals how the judges scored the Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady GGG Golovkin trilogy fight Saturday in Las Vegas. And about that saw Canelo clearly leading on the scoreboards early on. The final verdict turned out to be close as he won the bout 116 to 112 on one judge's card, while the other two saw him narrowly win with 115 over 113 scores. According to a tweet from boxing reporter Dan Raphael, most ringside media had it very wide for Canelo. Regardless of how much wider the margin could have been, Canelo emerged victorious with the first unanimous decision win of his three-fight series against Golovkin. Their first bout in September 2017 ended in controversial split draw, while the rematch a year later ended in a majority decision win for Canelo that was also disputed by fans and critics. But Canelo, he remains the undisputed super middleweight champion with the win as he retained the WBA, WBC, the IBF, the WBO, and the ring titles. So congratulations to Canelo. And then let's get into, let me see what's happening in Major League Baseball. You know, I should be ready for this, but I'll be doing everything else. With Major League News, because I know they're coming up on, I believe in October, the World Series will be happening. That's when I really am interested. I will hope it will be the Yankees versus the Dodgers, because the Dodgers have won their division. They are in first place, so that is our That's great news with the, for the Dodgers. But if I could have my wish, I would like to see the Dodgers and the Yankees. But right now, the standings in Major League Baseball are the league-leading Dodgers became the first team to clinch a playoff berth, doing so last week after some initial confusion, of course. Los Angeles then clinched its ninth National League West title in 10 years. The Astros clinched the American League on Monday night, the same day the Mets Wow, the Mets clinched the first playoff berth since 2016. The National League East and American League Central are still hotly contested, and in the National League, the Padres, the Phillies, and the Brewers are jousting for the final two wild card spots. In the American League, the Braves, the Blue Jays, and Mariners are essentially locked into the three wild card spots and are battling over seeding. Now, so since the Dodgers clinched NL West, Astros AL West, most clinched, the Mets clinched their berth. I don't know where. Let me see where the Yankees is at. Okay, here they are. So if the season ended today, American League buys the Astros and the number two Yankees. So the Yankees have dropped. The Astros have taken over that. So, wow. So the Astros, all right. So that's where we at right now, y'all. New York Yankees have won 88 games, lost 58. So they're still first in there in the Eastern League, according to this. All right, let's get into some NFL news. I haven't been watching football. The season has started, if you don't know already. Season has started for NFL, and let's see what happened, because I watched not one game, not one, this weekend. I'm not really into football. Good morning, Vic New. Welcome to Queens in the Morning. Stephanie Sports segment going on right now. So right now in week two, y'all, the Bills, now it seems like the Buffalo Bills are doing really well. Eagles win on Monday night. The Buffalo Bills, wow, they're 2-0. They killed the Tennessee Titans, 41-7. Wow. Good for them. Let's see, y'all. Let's get into the scores. Mm-hmm. So, slowly. Okay, so week two highlights. All this extra bullshit they bringing up. All right, let's get into it. So, the Chargers are 1-1. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Actually, they lost against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs are 2-0. They beat the Chargers 27-24. The Baltimore Ravens lost to the Dolphins. Dolphins are undefeated right now. They're 2-0. And the Jets are 1-1. They did beat the Cleveland Browns 31-30. Washington Commanders, that's their new name. Washington Commanders beat the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions beat the Washington Commanders 36-27. They're both 1-1. The Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Indianapolis Colts. Indianapolis didn't even score. It was 24-0. Wow. The New Orleans Saints lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 20-10. Buccaneers are 2-0. Panthers, the Carolina, or whatever, yeah, I think it is, Carolina Panthers, lost to the New York Giants, who are also 2-0. The Patriots, New England Patriots, beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're both 1-1. My Rams beat the Falcons, the Atlanta Falcons, yes. Good. I didn't watch the game, but they beat the Falcons 31-27. The San Francisco 49ers, they did beat the Seattle Seahawks 27-7. They're both 1-1. Okay. The Cowboys did beat the Cincinnati Bengals. Wow. Good job. 20-17. But Cincinnati is doing really bad. They're 0-2 right now. I'm surprised. You know, they were in the Super Bowl last year. Broncos beat the Texans. They're both 1-1, and the Raiders lost to the Arizona Cardinals 29-23. The Raiders are 0-2 so far. Green Bay did beat the Chicago Bears. They're both 1-1. Buffalo Bills 2-0. They're a great team, 41-7, as I mentioned earlier. And then the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles, beat the Minnesota Vikings 24-7. They are also 2-0. So that's what's happening in football, you guys. I guess I'll start watching it soon. But I'm not into it right now. Let's see what's happening at the NBA. I know that my Lakers are looking to, of course, you know, Westbrook is still in the mix of getting, you know, they're trying to basically trade, of course. We did end up getting Schroeder back. Now, if you don't remember who Schroeder was, he was a dude we had before. We had him before, you guys, and he had, I don't know if it was him or his stupid agent, but we offered him this good, this great contract, okay? He didn't accept it. And unfortunately, he never got, he never lived up to any, I mean, I guess the Lakers did get lucky because his name is Dennis Schroeder. And he was offered, I don't know the exact amount, where is it? But he signed a one-year deal with us for $2.64 million. But before, a couple years, a year or so ago, we offered him, I think it was like $12 million or something, and they turned him and his agent, they turned it down. And that was the most stupidest thing an NBA player to do. Now you're not, you're making only $2.64. Let me see, what was it? I got to find this story here. I should have had it up. But it, I mean, he, you know, people were clowning him all on Instagram, and well, and it was definitely deserved. But he wanted to play again with LeBron James, you guys. So I'm happy that hopefully he'll show up and show off because he's lucky that he even got back on the Lakers. So I'll find that. I'll have to find that another day. I can't find that. But he did get the one-year deal with the Lakers. So far, we are in preseason right now. Are we? Yeah. No, October is preseason. And one more thing in the sports world. I was going to say something about what's the name, but I can't find it. All right, you guys. I'm going to go ahead and conclude my sports segment today, and we'll get back into it next week. I'll be a little more prepared. All right, we're going to get into Zodiacs. Oh, you do? Okay. Zodiacs with, oh, wait, hold on. He's going to say something. Lee. Lee want to say something, y'all. He's going to come in on what's the name with me. Let's see if it'll work. I added you, Lee. I just want to say something. You know, Lee lives in Las Vegas. So I want to say something about, I know I'll only be talking about the Lakers, y'all, but we got other. Here he goes. Hey, Lee. You there? It says you there. Okay, bring them on video. Hold on, y'all. As in, okay. I don't know. I added you. I don't know. It's acting like you're there already. It's showing your picture, so I don't know why we can't hear you.
Is he on mute?
Yeah, are you on mute?
Or is his audio working?
He could be on mute. Okay, well, we can't hear you, buddy. Sorry about that, but I see you there, but I can't hear you. Okay, and I don't know, this past weekend, you guys, the Lakers had their Legends meeting. They had everybody there. It was Kareem, Magic, the Showtime Lakers all had, like, a reunion.
Wow.
The pictures were amazing. Sorry, Lee, I don't see you there. I mean, I don't understand why you can't get through, but this, when you try to bring somebody on Facebook Live, it rarely works, rarely. But
and that's why I don't call in, you know, on FaceTime, because I used to struggle. Like, I'm doing everything right.
Yeah. I don't know why. Hey, y'all, I apologize. I'm not apologizing. Metaverse.
Yeah,
is.
It's not your fault.
All right,
yeah.
Let's get into it. We're going to go ahead and end Stephanie's sports segment and get it right on into Zodiacs with Zoila.
Thank you very much, and welcome, queens and kings out there, to another edition of Zodiacs with Zoila. And this week, the theme of the Zodiacs is Train of Surprise. Do you like surprises? For some, the thrill is just the boost of adrenaline needed to keep life interesting. And to others, even the smallest interruption of the unknown is enough to fray the nerves. The auspicious arrangement of the planet of surprises to beautiful Venus promises astonishments that even those with sensitive nerves can delight in. starting off with Aries. Aries, you're not behind. You're in the right place at the right time. There's no need to rush, and in fact, rushing will be counterproductive. You'll get there just as quickly, if not faster, with small, sure steps. Who needs a safety net? Not only the naive and the newbies, but also the professionals and anyone who values what they have. The safety net is what allows for experimentation, daring invention, and the mastery of tricky things. Gemini, you won't know how you really feel until you discuss the issue. That's when you'll notice where the emotional hotspots are, which might surprise you. This will save you from wasting time trying to fix the wrong things. Cancer, with a little sleuthing, you'll gather the evidence you need to draw a conclusion. But is it the correct answer? The key to that is staying open-minded, which is much easier when you're not invested in any particular outcome. Leo, people need you in ways you're conscious of and ways you aren't. Needs are funny that way, sometimes going unnoticed until they're no longer met. People don't always show appreciation, but you're very important. Don't forget that. Virgo, the formerly quiet ambition will not stay that way for much longer. If this is going to happen, you have to start making some noise about it. Start by telling safe, supportive people. Libra, you'll get in sync with nature, especially by taking advantage of any weather you're having. If it's sunny, you'll let the sunshine kiss and heal you. If it's rainy, you'll let it wash your soul clean. Scorpio, even though you feel drawn to new people, approaching them can feel challenging because you never know what response you'll get. Mostly, you'll be admired for making the first move, as the relays. Sagittarius, sometimes overthinking will slow you down, but today you can't think things through enough. Heed caution and double-check yourself, especially in matters of finance. Even if you have a hot hunch, move slowly. Capricorn, you're most important to many. However, you don't want the extra attention this brings. You do your work for reasons that are personal and private to you, and the world's opinion matters little. Aquarius, feeling of belonging to the team is much more fulfilling than trying to stand out by yourself. Also, the group is just more fun. Today, the joy of teamwork will eclipse any gains you might have obtained with an individual win. Pisces, you love people who can tell you something you don't know, bring you a new vision of the world, and make you curious. Your friends do that, and so will new people coming into your realm. Something to look forward to, Pisces. And for today's birthday, if you're born on September 20th, you show up to life with vibrance and daring. You'll try new things in the name of being your best self. It's a journey of beautiful imperfection, though even the mistakes you make will be tinged in good fortune, tipping you onto the paths that are better fit, more lucrative, and storied. An investment will pay off and float your dream. Cancer and Pisces adore you, and your lucky numbers today are 10, 3, 8, 32, and 16. You might want to play the lottery with those, I'm just saying. And I do have also a few celebrity birthdays to recognize. If anyone in the,
I don't know if he's more R&B or rap. I don't think he raps, but maybe it's R&B. His name is The Dream, if you guys are familiar with him.
He's a songwriter. He's a songwriter. He wrote for, like a lot of people. He's a good songwriter. Yeah, he's up there.
Yes. I'm not very familiar with him, but he has, like, one song that I absolutely love, and I cannot think of the name of it right now, but whatever. He's an American singer, songwriter. He was born September 20th, 1977, and The Dream's real name is Tarius Youngdale Nash, and he turns 45 today. Also, actress Debbie Morgan. And for all of you old school heads who used to watch All My Children, the soap opera, in the late 70s and 80s, you might remember Debbie Morgan. She was beautiful black American actress.
With those
she had
dimples.
The very prominent, beautiful dimples. She turns 66 today. She was born September 20th of 1951, and I remember her watching her love story. Her character's name was Angie Baxter, and she was in love with Jesse Hubbard. That's late 70s, early 80s. Yeah, and they eventually got married, and then I don't remember what else happened on that storyline.
They did get married.
Yeah, they sure did.
Lawrence. Lawrence Hilton Jacobs? Yeah, Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. Yeah, I remember that was the best storyline, man.
I think in real life she married Charles Dutton.
Yeah, she did.
That's right.
What's the name of his own show? I love that show.
Rock.
Yeah, it's Rock.
Mm-hmm. Married and divorced.
Yeah. Oh, it didn't last. Okay. Yeah, so that's Miss Debbie Morgan. I also wanted to just mention that she is the first African-American Daytime Emmy Award winner for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series. She won that in 1989. So happy birthday to Debbie. Also, Italian actress Sophia Loren. Yes, she is one of my absolute favorite starlets. Sophia Loren. Yes, she turns 88 years young today. Italian actress Sophia Loren. Her real name is Sophia Costanza Brigida Villani Gicolon, known professionally as Sophia Loren. So she was named by the American Film Institute as one of the greatest female stars of classical Hollywood cinema. Big happy birthday goes out to her. And I just couldn't let the day go on, even though it was yesterday, her birthday was. Sanaa Lathan, one of my favorite current Hollywood actresses, born on September 19th, 1971. So she turned 51 years young yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, so that does it for my segment. Happy birthday to all those amazing people, celebrities. And that does it for Zodiacs with Zoila for this week. Hope you enjoyed.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, Vernico. Good to see you. Good to see you here. All right, y'all. Now we know what's happening or heard. Everyone has heard. We're praying for the people over in Puerto Rico and Turk Caicos. I didn't know they got hit, too. Turk Caicos, they're saying. I wanted to go to Turk Caicos. They're saying Fiona wallops Turk and Caicos. Puerto Rico is still stunned.
My aunts and my people in Puerto Rico, they didn't have any power still as of yesterday. I have yet to get updates today, but as far as I know, all my family is alive. So, prayers up to all the, the people, Rico and Turks and Caicos, and any affected places.
It's a trip, and I went it's beautiful, but then you go into the areas, and I mean, it's like right next. We went to Marshall's, and right, if you go into the parking lot of Marshall's, you look over the parking lot, you see all these buildings ruined. You know, it's a trip. Beautiful, though, and, you know, in certain areas, there's not. But, yeah, they are still out of power. A Category 3, Fiona, is, well, they said it's strengthened to Category 4. Or it's strengthening Category 4 as it hit approaches Bermuda.
Oh, no.
And okay, so it kept dropping rain over the DR. My friend was just in DR. Wow. Okay. Well, I know not to go around this time, that's for sure. Any topics you guys want to talk about? I know Humpty Dumpty is still in, you know, his advisors do not want to give up the paperwork. His legal team is trying to avoid turning over information about whether or not the documents found at Mar-a-Lago were declassified.
And mental minion. I can declassify. I'm president. No, you're not. Can't
right.
do that, idiot. You're not in office. But in his mind, he thinks he is. The man is sick.
He is an idiot. He's an idiot. And if he's the top GOP runner, I don't know who's going to win. I mean, Biden is running again. We went over who was running again, or who is running. I don't know. There's nobody to look forward to in 2024 for me, unless you guys know of
anything. Did you hear the, I don't know if I would call it a rumor, but it seems like it was actually spoken yesterday that if Joe Biden decides not to run in the forthcoming election, that our California governor, Gavin Newsom, would consider running. I heard that yesterday. So, I'm thinking and I'm leaning towards Joe, you did all right. You did the best you could do under the circumstances when you took office. But I think you should probably hand it to someone else in terms of running for your spot. We appreciate you. And that's all I got to say.
I wonder if everybody needs to turn out for that midterm election, because typically it is the lowest turnout.
Yeah.
But if we had turned out when Obama was in office, you know, because when he took office, we had the House and the Senate. And he was able to push through a lot of stuff. Then all of a sudden, there was a lot of, you know, lag and this and a fight, and he had to shove things down their throat. And that's because it's not just us. It's typically Americans don't turn out for the midterm, but they're just as important as any election. And to me, they're more important.
More important.
Because in order to control and to get things done, you need the House and the Senate, and we need to show up and show out. So I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not an independent. I'm me.
Yep, me too.
And that's one thing. I appreciate you for saying that, Georgia Brown Sugar, and that's a continuing theme on Kings in the Morning that Jay King talks about a lot. And he's absolutely correct that we do need to vote in every single election. We need to study and vote in every single election. My mother instilled this in me when I was a little girl in the 60s, going with her to the polling place and doing my own pretend vote, voting for Mickey Mouse versus Donald Duck. And I can't remember what the other one was, but... you know, yes or no on increasing my allowance, you know, whatever it was we was voting, you know, should kids get more allowance, yes or no, you know, Donald Duck or Mickey Mouse for president or whatever it was that they had the little sample ballot for the kids to play with while the parents was voting. And my mother explained to me, because, you know, in the 60s was when black people got the right to vote. So this was a thing she was very proud of, and she instilled that in me. And I tried my best to instill it in my own children and grandchildren, that you must get out there and vote, and you must know what you're voting for, and don't just, you know, let somebody else tell you, but study up and learn as much as you can about the propositions and the people that you're voting for.
That's right. Yeah.
Very true, very true. And then, you know, what's coming up here locally in L.A., we have our November 8th, 2022 general election.
Yes.
So, and then we have, let me see what's coming up, November 8th, yes, that's a general election countywide district. Let me see.
Yeah, the sheriff's election.
Mm-hmm.
With what's his name, Villanueva against Robert Luna. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that is. That will be very
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know KBLA is talking about it. They talk about it a lot. They should.
Yeah. Just checking, is George Cascone no longer your DA down there in L.A.? Because he came from San Francisco and then... George Gascon.
Let me check.
I think he got some big press fairly recently, maybe in the last year or so. He was after Kamala. He was the DA after her here in San Francisco.
He is the DA of L.A. County. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was just checking because it seems like I saw something in the news about him maybe within the last year or something. There was some kind of controversy about him, and I don't know if they were trying to recall him. We did recall our DA here in San Francisco, which I wasn't really in favor of that recall, but it went through nonetheless.
What do you think about your mayor out there? How's he doing, in your opinion?
The mayor in San Francisco is female. Her name is London Breed.
Yeah, that's what I think about her.
Sacred Heart alumni.
Is she? Okay.
A little girl. Yeah, I knew her as a little girl. She was at my cousin's class.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have kind of some positive feelings about her and a little bit of iffy. But mainly, like, my interaction with her has been very, well, there was one significant thing. In 2019, the company that I was working for shut down. I was laid off. It was, you know, a general layoff. We were all laid off because the company shut down. And she was, and this was when she had just been elected mayor of San Francisco. And she was very active in helping the 300-plus people at Chariot Transportation to get training and to go, those who wanted to go from driving the 15-passenger minivans, not minivans, the 15-passenger vans, to driving the San Francisco Muni buses, or to get other companies with San Francisco Municipal Transportation Authority. And so for that, I give her a lot of credit. She was very involved with helping out the employees of Chariot, myself included. And so for that, I give her credit. Some of the other things she's done, not so much. She got in a little trouble or some controversy right after she was elected. She wrote the governor to try to get her brother an early release, and he was guilty of murdering a woman by throwing her out the car on the Golden Gate Bridge, you know, pushing her out the car. So I don't think he needs an early release. Her family compelled her to write that letter, so that was bad. And right now she's linked to a corruption case here in San Francisco. She's only linked because she was formerly, a long time ago, like maybe 20 years ago, romantically involved with Mohamed Nuru, who's just been sentenced to 7 years in federal prison. But I actually happen to know his daughter and where he lives and things like that. And she did something stupid that I don't understand, but about maybe a couple of years ago or a year ago, he, like, she accepted, like, it was a relatively small amount of money, but he helped her get her car fixed and get a rent-a-car. And it was like maybe a few hundred or, you know, like it was somewhere between 500 and 3,000, something like that. Relatively small amount of money because she makes over $300,000 a year and she's married. Why is your ex-boyfriend helping you fix your car and get a rent-a-car?
Why why is all this petty stuff around her? I don't like that. That's weird.
That's why I say, you know, I like her as far as what she did for the employees of Chariot Transportation. Mm-hmm. And but the little weird stuff that comes up, you know, it's like she just makes some unwise decisions in her personal life that ends up getting in the news.
Go ahead.
And I mean, you know, I've never made over $100,000 a year. So I don't know. I have, you know, myself personally, and I'm a little older than her, I think, I would never have an ex-boyfriend help me fix my car if I'm married. And I'm not married, and I would not have an ex-boyfriend help me fix my car. I would pull out one of my credit cards and get it done. So that's just goofy to me.
Well, look at all the politicians that go in to office. You know, not saying she's right, but look at all these politicians that go into office and then they come out multimillionaires.
Right.
You know, so the corruption runs deep. You know, if you or I were the CEO of a company and we took some money, some payola for some, you know, special interest thing, we would be held for federal charges. Yet, all of our politicians, all of them, get money from special interest groups for their vote, pay the vote, pay to sway the thing. So it's within, unfortunately, it's interwoven within our voting system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, our politicians, and I don't think it's right. You know, they should be held to the same standards that we are. You cannot take special interest money, not for a vote.
Right.
Look at Boebert.
Right.
You know, that silly girl, because I won't call her a lady, who's nothing but a mouthpiece, didn't graduate high school, was just crazy as hell, and now she's a millionaire. How?
Yeah.
She sure is not. Lauren Boebert, she's the one who's always with that Marjorie Taylor Greene, screaming that idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. Really? They elected her to office? And, oh, my God. That's sad.
She should never have been in office because that is an idiot upon idiot. She's just as stupid as Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I could hear Reese now tighten his tighty-whities. They probably all up his butt. But I don't, you know, when you're that ignorant, you should not be in office. That's like Palin being in office. You know, she might have been okay for Alaska at the time, but damn, thank God they had enough sense not to put her in as a senator because she's an ignorant one.
Yeah, she lost big time in her election. I'm so proud of the people of Alaska. You know, I have family there. I'm so proud of them for not voting in the other candidate who was considered to be an underdog.
That was some close
but
shit. That was some close shit with this woman.
Man, it makes it bad. A look, as they say, like women politicians, they have these the ignorance. You know, men are just as ignorant, but you got loudmouth women that are acting like some damn fools, and it makes it bad for all of us because they group us together. Although they're not black women, they group us together.
They are women. And I'm like, you know, you got to look at what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they're too ignorant to figure it out.
Well, you know the saying, there is none so blind as he who refuses to see, or in this case, she. Not so blind.
Okay.
Well, hopefully, moving forward, I think Gavin Newsom will run. I think he's always was going to run. I think he's just trying to act as he, you know, trying to say he's not interested right now. But
well, he definitely has a big enough ego.
Yeah.
You know.
I believe.
I think he has, you know, you're probably right. I think he probably had aspirations to ascend to the presidency, because, you know, even when he was, I hate to say just the mayor of San Francisco, but you know what I mean. When he was our mayor, he was getting attention on the national, you know, he was getting national attention because of, you know, giving all the marriage licenses for same-sex marriage before that became legal anywhere. You know, so, and the things that he's tried to do about homelessness and things like that. So he does definitely try to get attention on the national level. And he tries to set California up as an example for the rest of the nation, you know, piloting.
And not to mention, we got the biggest surplus in our kitty,
right,
of any state. We have the largest surplus. And that's even during the pandemic, we were still rolling.
Right. Yeah.
But they need to lower some of these damn taxes.
He's a smart man, and he's a smart man, and he's been groomed by one of the best political minds in California, you know, Willie Brown.
Yep.
So, you know.
Three minutes. All right, cool. Oh, Big Boy Charles wanted to say something before we get up out of here. Good morning to you. Is this Big Boy Charles?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Good morning, Queen. I wanted to agree with Georgia Brown. I think the problem is with a lot of politics that so many people are involved in their pockets that they don't just get their salary. And, you know, and they find – I understand finding means to make other monies, but on account of the people and the people that voted you in, with no loyalty to it, that's a problem. And I think that's a problem with a lot of lobbyists within politics. But that's all I want to say.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Big Boy Charles. Good to hear you this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. All right, child. We will see you guys back here on Thursday for Trivia Thursday. Oh, my gosh, you guys, we got the Black Card Revoke. Oh, my God, I have purchased some other games. We're going to be having so much fun with Trivia Thursday moving forward, you guys. So many great games, so many card games that I bought. And they're expensive. Shit, I need to write this off. I need to write all this stuff off on my business. But you know what, you guys? We're going to have a lot of fun. We still got some Black Card Revoke left. Let me see. I've just purchased. Oh, my God. Then I saw this other card game that I really like and I really want to get. It's kind of like Name That Tune, but it's like our music. Like, oh, okay. Oh, wow, did they oversend shit? I got, we got 1 minute. I got Urban Trivia. I got Damn Gina.
Okay.
And we got Saved, Sanctify. Saved and Sanctify. You don't like that, Rich Sister?
Right,
Saved
now.
And Sanctify.
Hallelujah.
Yep. And I didn't know it was this big. I got Been There, Done That. Think You Know Someone. I didn't remember ordering this.
You got it today. Bye.
Yeah, so we got so much fun, you guys. Say that again.
Charge it. That's how you don't be remembering.
We got you guys here also on Friday, you guys. For Freaky Friday, stay tuned for the Cackling King.
Okay. Network, where the we go together.
Yeah.